Week 6, Day 2. Oh, how just. False notions of justice. Conjugalov 231. I once heard noisy outcries, which, as it were, gurgled up through waters from beneath. One on the left was, "Oh, how just!" Another on the right, "Oh, how learned!" And from a third behind, "Oh, how wise!" And it came into my thought to wonder whether there are any who are just, learned, and wise in hell. I was impressed with the desire of seeing whether there were any such there, and it was said to me out of heaven, "You shall see and hear." In spirit, I went out of the house and saw an opening before me. I drew near and looked down, and behold, a stairway. By this I descended, and when I had reached the bottom, I saw level plains overgrown with trees mingled with thorns and nettles. I asked if this was hell, and they said, "It's a lower earth, which is next above hell." I then went on, following the outcries in order. I came first to "Oh, how just!" And I saw an assembly of those who were in the world judges for the sake of friendship and for gifts. And I came to the second, "Oh, how learned!" And I saw an assembly of those who in the world had been reasoners. And I came to the third, "Oh, how wise!" And saw an assembly of those who in the world had been confirmers. I turned away from these to the first, where the judges were who judged for friendship and for gifts, and were proclaimed to be just. And I saw at one side, as it were, an amphitheater, built of brick and roofed with black tiles. And I was told this was called the tribunal. Into this, there were opened on the north side three entrances, three on the west side, but on the south and east sides, there were none, an indication that their judgments were not judgments of justice, but arbitrary decisions. In the middle of the amphitheater, a fireplace appeared, into which servants having the charge of it were throwing pitch pine wood impregnated with sulfur and bitumen. The flickering light from this fire, thrown up on the plastered walls, presented pictured images of birds of evening and night. The fireplace and the flickerings of light from it in these forms of those images were representations of their judgments, in that they could light up the subject matter of any question with colored dyes and present them in forms according to their inclination. After half an hour, I saw old men and young entering wearing long robes and gowns, taking off their hats. They took their places in their chairs at the tables to sit in judgment. And I heard and perceived how skillfully and ingeniously, from the aspect of friendship, they warped and inverted judgments into the appearance of justice. This so completely that they themselves did not see the unjust to be any other way than just, and on the other hand, the just as unjust. Such persuasions about them were apparent from their faces and audible from their speech. At the same time, enlightenment was given me from heaven, by which I perceived in each case whether the judgment was right or not right. And I saw how assiduously they covered over the unjust and induced on it the appearance of justice, and how, out of the laws, they selected what was favorable and drew the rest to their side by skillful reasoning. After the judgment, the decisions were conveyed to the clients, their friends and favorers, and to repay judges for their favor, these shouted from a long distance, "Oh, how just! Oh, how just!" After this, I conversed with angels of heaven about these things and narrated to them something of what I had seen and heard. The angels told me that such judges appear to others as gifted with the most penetrating acuteness of understanding, when yet they see not the least of what is just and equitable. If you take away their friendship for anyone, they sit in judgment, mute as statues, and only say, "I assent. I agree with this one or that one." The reason is that all their judgments are prejudices, and prejudice with favor pursues the case from beginning to end. Hence, they see nothing but what is in favor of their friend. Everything that is against him they set aside, and if they take it up again, they entangle it with reasonings, as a spider does its prey in the filaments of its web and consumes it. This is why, if they do not follow the web of their prejudice, they see nothing of the right. They were explored as to whether they could see, and it was found that they could not. "The inhabitants of your world," said the angels, "will be surprised that this is so, but tell them that it is the truth, explored by angels of heaven. Because these see nothing of what is just. We in heaven regard them not as men, but as monsters, of whom matters of friendship make the head. Those of injustice make the breast, matters of confirmation the feet, and those of justice the souls, which, if they do not favor a friend, are overthrown and trodden underfoot. But how they appear to us from heaven, you shall see, for their end is nigh. Behold, suddenly the ground opened up, the tables fell upon tables, and the whole amphitheater, the men, were swallowed up and thrown into the caverns and imprisoned. And the angels said to me, 'Do you wish to see them there?' Behold, they appeared as with faces of polished steel, with a body from the neck to the loins as of a sculptured stone, clothed in garments of panthers' skins, and with feet like serpents. And I saw the law books which they had laid on the tables turned into playing cards. And now, instead of sitting in judgment, the employment was given them of making vermilion into rouge, and with the deck the faces of harlots, and thus transformed them into beauties. After seeing these, I desired to go to the other two assemblies, to the one where were the mere reasoners, and to the other were the mere confirmers. And then it was said to me, 'Rest a little. Angel companions will be given you from the next society above. Through them, light will be given you by the Lord, and you will see strange things.'" Questions and comments. 1. Obviously, we want our judges to make decisions based on the law. Most of the time. We can also probably think of times we want the judges to rule in our favor, even if it's against the law. Can you think of any examples where you have seen a court ruling that you were happy about, even though it seemed to go against the law? 2. People are generally in favor of justice until justice requires that they are punished. Are there ever times where what is just is for a judge to rule against the law?